Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Stacey, how would you describe the kind of year the North had?
Yeah, Amy, you know, 16 years in the NFL, and obviously I'm based out of Chicago. I cover the whole league. However, in all the memories that I have, which were some pretty good ones with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, this is the best widespread, most talented division in terms of the North that I can remember. Like, it's been sort of a roller coaster for the division. Like, if you could imagine being Detroit and Minnesota, having to play for an opportunity to get the number one seed, both with 14 wins to close out the regular season, it's insanity. And then the Packers, whom I'm covering this weekend in Philly, they've been no slouch this season, and they're won a bunch of games too. So, it's nuts when you think about just how talented, and we'll see what happens with Chicago and their coach and their rookie, soon to be kind of sophomore quarterback in the NFL, and see what happens. But yeah, it's been pretty incredible to be at a lot of those games and see the talent and the competitiveness within the division.
It's amazing how quickly, too, because just 3 years ago, Dan Campbell, his first season with the Lions, they were 3-13, and now they are the top seed in the NFC. That fan base is on fire. So as you've watched this progression with the Lions specifically, what stands out to you about Campbell in the times covering him, but observing him with his team?
He has a sort of magical way of getting buy-in in a very authentic manner from his players and his staff and his coaches. They believe what he says. There's an authenticity at his core and a resilience. You know, when I'm on the phone, I've had a lot of Lions games this year, and when I'm on the phone with players, like, I treasure those opportunities to learn about teams. And I think probably almost every player I've talked to on that team, which has been a chunk, were built for this. Like, the message, they believe it. Like, to see the rash of injuries on that defense specifically, you know, obviously Aiden Hutchinson was the big one, but even Marcus Davenport before that, and then just the number of starters across the board, and they still are winning. And even the local beat people kind of marvel at it. So I just love the leadership of them and their veteran quarterback, Jared Goff, and his offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. It's just a really well-oiled machine, not unlike the way kind of right now the Chiefs are playing, also the number one seed on the other side. So, you know, you feel like you watched that Minnesota game in week 18 with the Lions, and gosh, that's the best game I can recall in, you know, recent weeks that they've played in totality in terms of the second half of that game. So impressive to watch, Dan.
So we'll talk about the Chiefs. I can't wait, because I know you're with them on Christmas. But in terms of the Lions defense, you point out this was the best game they'd played in quite a while. Mm-hmm. They get Alex Anzalone back. But what have you heard from the players themselves about having to absorb so many injuries on that side of the ball?
No excuses, right? Zero excuses. But it was really cool after my postgame interview was with a left tackle, Taylor Decker. And for a player in a postgame interview to bring up Alex Anzalone's impact, and kind of out of the blue, like from the offensive side, to bring up Alex, like, it just shows you the type of leaders they have on that team. And he is second to none, one of the best in the game at his position. And as a leader, they don't have excuses. And Terrion Arnold's going to be dealing with this foot issue, and told me in the locker room after, like, I'm playing. Like, I don't care what it is. I'm playing through it. So it's just a resilient bunch. Everybody's banged up, Amy, right?
Yes.
Like, at this stage in the season. And so, I mean, the game I'm covering this weekend, Jalen Hurts has missed back-to-back games with a concussion. We're expecting him to go. And Jordan Love, the quarterback on the other side, got his elbow dinged up against the Bears and just an unusual loss to them in Week 18. So everybody's banged up, and may the best team remain standing at the end.
Stacey Dales is with us from the NFL Network, a senior national reporter, and is covering Packers and Eagles as part of Wild Card Weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As you're preparing for this game, the Eagles went through this sojourn last season, right? They come out of the Super Bowl, they change coordinators, it's a bit of a mess, they fall off the cliff at the end of the season, don't really recover, and now here they are again. As you prepared for them and seen them this year, what's been key for their resurgence?
Well, they got a chip on their shoulder. The way that they closed out last year, I would argue any one of those players would say they were embarrassed by it. And it was just very dysfunctional, right? And so when you talk to them now, and I'm about to jump on the phone with Jordan Mailata, who might be playing the best at the left tackle position in the entire league in terms of his grades. And they've had a few Pro Bowl snubs on their team. This is a team that they got the best defense in football right now. And you're talking like number one pass defense, the number one total defense. They're really stingy, even against the run, which is going to be important on Sunday. But Vic Fangio's got those guys lit up defensively. And I think from an offensive standpoint, when you're dealing with Saquon Barkley, you're dealing with a monster back there. The Packers have their hands full. They lost the momentum at losing to the Bears heading into this one. Jordan Love's dinged up. We'll see what happens with him. But you better be ready to stop the run on Sunday if you want to advance in the playoffs.
It seems like so much of the attention is on the NFC North for good reason. The Lions, the Vikings, the way they've wrapped the season, the potential for these two teams to finally win a Super Bowl, or the Bills. Almost like the Chiefs are flying under the radar. They clinched that one seed so early, right? How is that possible? They're going for history too, and yet they're not the number one topic of conversation, Stacey. What was it like to spend Christmas with them?
I did a report in-game on Netflix. They think they're playing their best football, and they're healthy. And, you know, conversations I had with Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator, and players, and Patrick Mahomes, and production calls. And now they got some time off. I feel like the Chiefs defensively, they're always going to be strong. Bags is going to have that group. Chris Jones didn't play on Christmas Day, so he's going to get that extra time to rest. I said it before, but they really feel like they're playing their best football. They feel like they're peaking in Kansas City at the right time. You know, it's going to be really interesting to see how the Bills come out in this thing, because I think they've been on a mission this season in terms of the AFC, and I think Josh Allen is playing as well as I've ever seen him. He's as lean and mean as I've ever seen him. Their ability to score on the ground and use those legs to get in and score touchdowns has been awesome with Cook in the backfield, James Cook. And I think that, you know, they're playing their best football. So we'll see how they kind of come out, you know, this weekend against the Broncos. But it's going to be a great playoff, and I'm super pumped about it. I can't wait to see, you know, Detroit and the rest that it gives them. And equally with the Kansas City Chiefs, as look for their third straight Super Bowl, which has never happened, as you know, Aime.
Right. So, Stacey, you are also a correspondent with AM670 The Score, which is our affiliate in Chicago. They carry my show, and I know they're passionate fans. It's been a tough run for them. People speak so highly of Matt Eberflus. I know you did when he got hired. Yeah. I remember one of the reports that you did on him. When you think about that organization and the expectations, of course, and Caleb Williams, they ended on a high note, but what do they need there to be able to join the rest of that division and be a force again?
Yeah, it's a great question, because there's been so many like notoriously bad years for the Bears in terms of losing and struggle. You know, Matt Eberflus, he's a wonderful guy, and he's going to be a defensive coordinator somewhere next year. Wherever that is, it remains to be seen, but he will be. He's an incredible defensive mind. But, you know, it really just came down to, you know, closing out games, winning situational football, and having a group of players that could buy into that. I think being the first overall pick at the quarterback position is daunting. You could argue for every single one of those men that was chosen in that spot historically. Go ask Troy Aikman. I could go down a list of them. But, you know, he's got a lot of promise. I think, you know, he's probably going to take away things that he needs Caleb Williams to learn in this offseason, and how he reads and studies coverages and studies defenses, and how, you know, he needs to understand his progressions, and that they need to marry him up with a really good offensive mind. Whether that's an offensive-minded head coach or not. The list is long. I think, you know, they're doing a much more detailed search this time with Ryan Poles still in charge at the GM spot. They need a leader. They need a leader that players can buy into, and a plan for the future, because Bears fans are tired, and they're tired of losing. So we'll see what direction they go, and sort of, you know, how Ryan Poles decides to choose his next head coach and really a courting staff.
Mm. Are you ever surprised? You've covered the league for a long time. Ever surprised at how all-consuming it's become? And this time of the year is go time. We're a month from the Super Bowl, but it really never slows down.
It never does. It's 365. I tell people all the time, like, when do you get a break? I'm like, I don't. I go right from the Super Bowl to the combine to the draft, and then we're into, like, summer off-season things. So it's 365. It's made that way for a reason. Who doesn't love the National Football League? I mean, we're expanding overseas, and people can't get enough of it, which will be the case this weekend, and it will be the case forever.
Absolutely. Stacey Dales is an NFL Network senior national reporter. You can catch her this Sunday on NFL Network's NFL Game Day Morning, which starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific, but also on Packers-Eagles, which will be awesome. Love to have you on the show again. It's been too long since we've spoken, but thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Well, you're a legend, Amy, and anytime I can help out or join, it was an honor to be with you, and we'll be you guys hit me up anytime. It's great to talk sports with you.
We will take you up on that. Thanks again, Stace.
You got it.